You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There is no doubt that was an exciting game. I would have much preferred two similar halves. But it does lead me actually to, you know, we don't want to dig too deeply into stats, but this feature, which very well could possibly be a regular feature here on Welcome to the Bandwagon. By the way, welcome, everybody. I don't think
welcome aboard. Sorry, we just got so carried away with our emotions, but welcome to the bandwagon.
I hope everybody's breathing a little easier today on this. Yeah. A couple of episodes ago, we did a rate Matthew Stafford's performance feature here on the podcast, Kevin. And of course, I did a little twisty, a little switcheroony, because we were so not wanting to have to address the loss to the Bills and move on, that what we did was rate Matthew Stafford's performance in his Little Caesars commercial.
Yeah.
Where he delivered this spectacular line.
Pizza, pizza!
Yeah, right.
And Larry, well, by the way, ever since you brought that up, I have seen that commercial 7,000 times. It's just, it is always on.
Not just that commercial, but if you did watch the game yesterday, depending on like how you watch it, if there's a streaming service you use or whatever, if it was NFL Ticket, you probably didn't get to watch it yesterday. I don't know if you heard about that, but they had troubles again 2 weeks in a row.
Yikes.
with people's inability to watch the early game yesterday. So they're going through some stuff. But if you were paying attention yesterday, there is more than one. Little Caesars commercial that features Matthew Stafford. Oh. And there is one clearly that runs, obviously they're going to place it during a Rams game. So I thought we would actually do a little bit more of a hybrid feature today, which is episode two of Rate Matthew Stafford's Performance that will integrate his Little Caesars performances with his performance on the field versus the Atlanta Falcons yesterday.
You're getting wild, man, and I love it. I love it.
I know. I'm pushing the envelope here. Now, the other spot that I'm talking about involves Matthew Stafford basically in kind of a training camp for Little Caesars, and he goes through a series, let's say a series of progressions, which quarterbacks are apt to do, in trying to get the signature tagline down.
Pizza, pizza.
Now, that doesn't work that great. He gets another shot.
Pizza, pizza.
And better, but we're still not there, right? So
pizza, pizza!
All right, so he finally, that's a really aggressive one.
Yeah, sure is.
And by the way, kudos to the Little Caesars marketing department who, however long ago, decided, you know what? Our tagline is simply going to be just somebody saying what we make. And somebody else in the room went, how about twice?
Two times
in a row.
Pizza, pizza.
All right.
No mistaking that, right?
So, Kevin, here's what I'm going to ask you. This involves you here. I'm going to ask you to rate Matthew Stafford's performance in the game against the Atlanta Falcons, based on this sliding scale. Is it going to be this?
Pizza, pizza.
Which is kind of lame. Is it going to be this?
Pizza, pizza.
An improvement, but not great.
Uh-huh.
Or is it going to be this?
Pizza, pizza!
Just like dead on target, getting it right. All right? So
you
understand the concept.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sort of like low-end pizza, medium pizza, like high-energy pizza pizza. Yeah, I got it.
Like the meat lovers would be
totally
the top one,
totally,
if you like meat. Yeah. All right, so let's start with Matthew Stafford's performance in the first half of the game. Where would you rate Matthew Stafford's performance? Here?
Pizza, pizza.
Here?
Pizza, pizza.
Or here?
Pizza, pizza!
In the first half.
I mean, I'm tempted to go full on with the high pizza, pizza. He killed it.
Pizza, pizza!
Yeah.
You know what? To me, that sounds absolutely right. At one point, he went 12 for 12 passing.
Yeah.
Things were really humming. His first incompletion actually was an interception by the Falcons in the end zone.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, we all know Stafford is prone to interceptions. He's a bit of a gunslinger. He goes for the big plays sometimes, yeah. And whether that's a good decision or a bad decision, we know he makes interceptions. He has throughout his career. But that first half was such a turnaround from what we saw against the Bills.
Yeah.
So completely agree with you on that. I think judges, yes. They said, thank you. Yeah, I still, you know what? You would think I would have loaded up a ding, ding, ding by this time.
I got your back, Larry.
Now, on the other hand, Kevin, where would you rate Matthew Stafford's second half?
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Performance here,
pizza, pizza,
here,
pizza, pizza,
or here,
pizza, pizza.
I mean, I think I'm gonna go on the opposite extreme there. I mean, I think that's the singular pizza, pizza,
pizza, pizza.
Yeah.
I gotta say, pretty rough,
yeah.
And it's not all on Stafford either. I mean, he did throw another interception, which was, in my memory, just a really bad, you know, decision, but also they just really seemed out of sync. They definitely looked like the Rams of week one,
yeah,
versus the Bills, I think. So,
yeah.
Again, absolutely. Now, how about overall for the game? just the entire game. If you add those two together,
yes,
does it even out or does it ultimately come out on the upside? So here.
Pizza, pizza.
Here.
Pizza, pizza.
Or here.
Pizza, pizza!
Well, math class, I learned that you add the two together and then you divide by the number it is. So 3 + 1 / 2 = 2. I'm going right in the middle with the middle pizza, pizza. That's my
pizza, record. Pizza.
There it
that
is.
That one. Yep. Yes. Okay. You know what, Kevin? I think you're dead on. Now, here's a little bit of an outlier, and this really gets in the weeds with it. Oh, by the way, overall, he was 27 for 36, 272 yards. That's 75%. So technically a C.
Okay, all right.
Three touchdowns, but two interceptions. But I still think that leans toward the middle of the pack, especially when you have some pretty high expectations for that high-powered offense to be able to get it there. So
definitely.
Sorry, Matthew, but you're only getting middle ground there. How about, this is the last one.
Sure.
It's only been two games, so, you know, these numbers could be all over the place, but this is going to take you guessing because I guarantee you don't follow this stat. Because I know I don't. What is Matthew Stafford's quarterback rating for the first two games of the year, according to ESPN? Where is his quarterback rating in the pack? Is it here?
Pizza, pizza.
Here?
Pizza, pizza.
Or here?
Pizza, pizza!
First of all, I'd like to say that I think the quarterback rating should be based on that pizza, pizza system always, because I still don't really know what a quarterback rating is or how they get the numbers. So if you're listening to this and you're like, what the hell is a quarterback rating? Don't worry, you're not the only one. I'm going to guess that it's, I would hope that it's middle of the road pizza, pizza, the second one.
Pizza, pizza.
Yeah.
Kevin, dead on again. Unlike me, you are really good at these games.
Of course,
I don't make them as freaking tricky as you do to try and fool me.
Right.
Everything's out there in the open. But yes, according to ESPN, Matthew Stafford currently has a 49.8, which is not great, but it's early in the season, so nobody's looking great, really.
Yeah.
But he is number 17 out of 32 quarterbacks. To me, that is right in the middle of the pack.
Sure.
Just so you know, he's just below Carson Wentz and just above Russell Wilson.
Wow.
To really hurt, right now, number one quarterback rating, according to ESPN, is Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not surprising and good for him, but sucks for us. Right? Yeah.